ओम शांति। I'm sure all of you observed complete silence, especially on this day of Silence Day. Silence is loved by everyone. And when we experience that silence, the deep silence, we are also able to reach the seed stage. And we are now going to talk about the seed stage. Baba speaks about the corporeal stage, the angelic stage, and the incorporeal stage, which is the seed stage. When Baba speaks about corporeal stage, he means the stage of a deity, the stage of a worship-worthy soul, the stage of a Brahmin. All these three stages come under corporeal stage. That is, when we are in the corporeal world, in the cycle, at the beginning we are in a deity stage. So Baba tells us, children, become aware that you are a deity. Your physical body is so pure, and you are the master of matter. In all these things Baba speaks about in a deity stage. And then when we come to copper age, we are in the worship-worthy stage. Our idols are worshipped. And now at the confluence age, we have the most elevated role in the whole cycle, much higher than even the deities. And from here we will become angels and then return home. So there is the corporeal stage, the angelic stage, and the incorporeal stage or the seed stage. So what is the seed stage? The stage of becoming complete and perfect. The stage of becoming totally detached from the world, detached from matter, detached from the body, detached from all karmic accounts, that is, from the pull of anything which pertains to this physical world. We are totally beyond the pull of it. That would be the seed stage. When the soul is in the incorporeal world, it is beyond the pull of matter, beyond the pull of any karma. You may call it pull or you may call it influence. So it's beyond anything physical. It's even beyond pain and pleasure, happiness and sorrow, we can say sometimes, because there in the soul world there is no relativity. It's a stage of absolute. The absolute stage where there is no comparison. In this world there are comparisons. Everything can be compared with another thing. nothing is absolute. Even the experiences are compared. Someone's experience is better than the other one's, or someone's is not that good as the other one's, and so on. Someone experienced more happiness or less happiness, more sorrow or less sorrow. So these experiences too are compared, and therefore everything in this world is relative. But in the soul world, it is absolute. Of course, the souls in the soul world have their role, which is different for every soul, but all that is in a merged form. And all the souls look alike. In the physical world, no one is alike. Even two twins are not alike. There's little bit difference, you know, we say, like between 19 and 20, not much difference, but still is a difference. So, there's always a difference in everything. Thoughts, words, actions, reactions, understanding, you know, everything. Physically, the face, the fingerprints, everything. But in the soul world, all the souls are alike, though of course each one is different, but still externally they will be seen as alike. Just like the seed, sometimes, you know, many seeds look so alike, so similar. But we know this is a seed of sunflower, this is a seed of such and such flower, this is a seed of such and such flower. And when that seed is sown, you will get only that flower. Though externally they may look alike. But after they are sown in the soil, then the flowers which emerge, they are so different. Color is different, shape is different. So the seeds may look alike. So Baba says, the seed stage means when you are in the soul world, when you have merged everything, all your records, and you are totally free from all bondages, in a state of being absolute. Just like the Father, the seed has the essence of the whole tree, and yet it is so tiny, so tiny. Essence is very tiny. Of course, when we go into details, elaboration, expansion, everything becomes so big. But the essence is so tiny. And then Baba gives so many examples, just like a drop of saccharin. Just one drop is enough to make the whole, you know, cup of tea or milk, whatever, sweet. So one drop, because it is an essence. So how to experience that seed stage? Become an essence. We have a different number of marks in grammar. We talk about exclamation mark, we talk about question mark, comma, semicolon, whatnot. But then the easiest mark to apply is a full stop. It is the easiest mark. All other marks will take a little bit longer to write. And it's very interesting that usually all these marks, however, you know, different sizes, different shapes they may be, they do have a dot. Even a question mark. At the end of a question, there's a dot. You have to apply a dot at the end. The shape of a question is like a, you know, a spoon. But then you apply a dot. You have an exclamation mark, you apply that big line, and then you put a dot. You have a semicolon, you have a colon, you know, so many different marks in grammar. So the easiest and the most common mark is a dot. So it should be the easiest stage to experience to, just as it is the easiest mark to apply. So too it should be the easiest stage to experience. But we find that it is the most difficult one. Why it should be the easiest? As Baba says, that it's your original nature. It's your original stage. When the soul is in the soul world, everything of the cycle is merged in it. And when it is merged, nothing is visible. And when you come down, everything emerges. So it's a stage of merge and emerge. So on the contrary, to merge everything should be easier than to emerge. To be silent should be easier than to come into sound. To go beyond actions should be easier than to come into actions. But then Baba says that we have this habit of the past 63 births of coming too much into sound, too much into actions, too much into expansion, too much into questions, too much into different types of marks, and we forgot to apply a full stop. Therefore, when we practice meditation, the first thought we have to create in the mind is, I am a soul. This very first thought enables me to become soul conscious. So there is the soul conscious stage, there is the incorporeal stage, and there is the seed stage. All the three mean the same thing. The seed is incorporeal. It's a dot. It is the stage of being soul conscious. But then we can use these terms at different times for different occasions. Usually when we come into actions, Baba says you have to do those actions in a soul conscious way. When you're looking at anyone, see that one as a soul. When you're speaking, speak as a soul. When you're moving along, walking, eating, talking, any action you're doing, you can experience a soul conscious stage. I'm a soul doing it through the body. I'm a soul looking through these eyes. I'm a soul listening through the ears. I'm a soul speaking through this mouth. I'm a soul feeding my body. So, Any action I do should be done in a soul conscious stage. So in actions, I can maintain a soul conscious stage. But then, incorporeal stage is in meditation. I travel to the soul world and become aware of myself as an incorporeal soul in a world of souls. I look around and visualize with the third eye of my mind an unlimited world of golden red light. And in that world, I'm able to see myself as a point of light, face to face with my Supreme Father, who is also a point of light. And in that point, in that dot, there is the ocean. And therefore, I see myself in front of an ocean in a dot. Infinite in an infinitesimal dot. That's how we define the form of God. God's qualities are infinite, but they are all merged in an infinitesimal dot. So I visualize myself in front of that ocean in a dot having an ocean in it, the ocean of peace, of love, of happiness, of bliss, of all the virtues, of all the attributes we give to God. The Supreme Being is the ocean of them. And my relationships with that Supreme Being, I begin to become aware of. So that's the incorporeal stage, where the mind is diverted from anything physical or corporeal. And then I'm completely absorbed in the qualities of the Supreme, I experience the seed stage. A dot having the whole ocean in it, I become like the Father. All the expansion has been merged. In a tree there is so much of variety, variety of branches, variety of leaves, though of course they look similar, but still not one is like the other. But the seed is only one, and all that variety is merged in the seed. So I, the soul, have such a huge part to play of 84 births. So much expansion. But then I merge all that in me. I begin to realize only my innate qualities of peace, love, happiness, bliss, in their fullest form, in their complete form, in their saturated form, We can call it saturated form also. Because saturated form means when no more can be put in. It's complete, it's saturated. It is full, it is overflowing. And I'm in that seed stage. I become light. No pulls whatsoever. Neither the body pulls, nor the surroundings pull, nor any karma pulls. Of course, the physical organs, especially the involuntary organs, they are doing their function. Not that they are not functioning. The lungs are doing the work of breathing, the stomach is digesting food, the heart is beating, everything is going on. You know, many people, when they teach meditation, or they learn, they do meditation, they say, just watch all this. Watch your breath. See how you are inhaling, how you are retaining, how you are exhaling. Watch that. Just watch it. And watch maybe your blood moving into your whole body. You know, watch all that. Just feel it. But Baba says, you don't have to do all that. That's doing its work. And it will function much better if you are able to go beyond any physical pull. Because that's working in a normal way. And you are totally detached. When we are in that stage of bodilessness, at that time, we are able to go beyond pain because the soul rises above. Pain is also felt when one is in a body conscious stage. You will notice that when you go into deep sleep, all the pain is forgotten. Similarly, when I'm in that seed stage, any physical pull which would have been because of some pain in that part of the body, that is totally gone. And therefore Baba says, first of all, seat yourself here. Seat yourself here and then go beyond. Very many, when they do the relaxation posture, they try to start from the tip of their toes and then gradually come upwards, you know, making all those parts of the body just like as if they are dead. And then they come here, they reach this stage. But in Raj Yoga meditation, as Baba teaches us, Baba says, you start off from here. I'm a soul and I'm the master of my senses. And as I'm a master, I can go beyond in a second. I just let go in a second because I'm not the body. I'm a soul. So I reach that soul conscious stage in meditation and then see myself in the incorporeal world. That's the incorporeal stage in front of the Father. And in that incorporeal stage I reach my highest experience of the seed stage, where I see myself so powerful. I'm a tiny seed, but in that tiny seed, all the powers, all the virtues, the whole knowledge is in it. That tiny seed. That is what we say, being like the father. You know, you throw a ball upwards. It goes high, very high. It depends on with what intensity, with what effort you throw the ball upwards. It goes upwards against the gravitational force because your force which you have applied is much more than that force. And if you give it a spin, it will reach that top and then spin there for a while. And that is its highest stage. Then of course, the gravitational pull will bring it back. So the seed stage could be compared to that ball at the highest point. You have sent it upwards, and in that stage it is able to be there for some time. And it's in that powerful spin. So the soul too is in its most powerful stage at that point in the seed stage. When Baba speaks about the golden age, that nothing is lacking in your treasure store there. Similarly, in the seed stage, nothing is lacking in the soul. All the pure, powerful virtues and powers are there. And it's the essence. A dot, but having an immense ocean in it. And Baba also compares that stage to the volcanic stage, the stage in which my sins are absolved. Just like you have a fire, you know, the hottest part in the fire is the central part. In a flame, the hottest part is the central part from where that the fire starts, the wick. So that is the hottest part. And it is a very tiny part. Then of course it expands. So my expansion is there, but I am that tiny point. Like we show Shiv Baba a point, of course we show the oval shape, but then the power is merged in that tiny point. So I become that tiny point, and I feel that the whole, all the powers are merged in me. And in that stage, I'm able to transform myself completely. Like when something is put in fire, it transforms. Its properties change. But those are physical things. But here spiritually, whatever impurity, weakness, defects were there, all finish. And I become pure, purified. And if you are able to maintain that stage for a longer time, then the transformation is quicker. If we are not able to maintain that stage for a longer time, then of course we come back into body consciousness. But then Baba says, do not give up hopes. Practice and practice will make you perfect. Sometimes we lose hope. I can't become bodiless. I can't experience that stage, that seed stage. I'm having so many waste thoughts, so many negative thoughts. But as we practice through the soul conscious stage, through the angelic stage, through the incorporeal stage, it becomes easier to reach that seed stage. It's like a person learning driving. When he's learning driving, he has to, you know, drive at first gear only. Because every time he has to apply a brake, if something comes, he has to apply a brake. Because he's not able to have a control, a grip over his steering wheel. So it has to be, it's a very heavy gear, the first gear. But then, as he's able to have a grip over his steering wheel, then very easily he goes to the second gear, which is a little lighter than the first gear. But as he has more grip over his steering wheel, he's able to very quickly go to the third gear, which is a little lighter, more lighter than the second gear. But when he's on a very clear road, then there's a fourth gear, the top gear. And now we have even the fifth gear, you know, in the latest cars. Well, in America, everything is automatic. But then otherwise you have to change your gears if you are using the brake or anything. So just as you have those gears, and then the higher you go, the lighter you become. Your car becomes easier to travel and the road is so smooth. So too, when we start practicing, I am a soul, I am the child of Baba, all my relationships are with the Father, the negative thoughts may come of body consciousness. But then as Baba tells us, practice those five stages, 1 minute each. So these are different types of practices. The mind is conscious of those stages. But then as we practice more and more, it becomes easier to reach the stage of a seed. I sit and I become bodiless instantly. I reach the soul world instantly. I come face to face with my Father instantly. And I'm absorbing the qualities from the Father instantly also. It can happen so quickly. But then that needs a long time practice during the day. So when I'm sitting in that stage, I'm able to experience it quickly.